You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Warning, everything I'm about to suggest that the Steelers do this offseason will not happen, but I'm going to bring it up anyway, if only to clear my own conscience. Good morning to you. Good Wednesday morning. I'm Dejan Kovacevic of DK Pittsburgh Sports, and this, the newly reborn DK Sports Radio Podcasting Network. This segment of Daily Shot is brought to you by our new partners at Fubo TV. If you're not yet familiar with Fubo TV, you might want to change that. Your cable bill, if you're like most of the rest of us, is right in the $200 range. Fubo TV is $65 a month to watch all the same channels. You don't pay for the DVR and you get free installation. And with Fubo TV, there's an emphasis on sports. You'll never miss a game. They have NFL Network, NHL Network, NBA, MLB, the whole deal. And that now includes AT&T Sportsnet Pittsburgh, so you get all of the Penguins and Pirates games all season long. No risk to try it. Get full access to Fubo TV 7 days for free. Just give it a shot. And because you're listening to this, visit FuboTV.com/DK. to get 15% off your first month. No contracts, you can cancel anytime. FuboTV.com/DK. All of the discussion, it seems, as related to the local football franchise, is about Ben Roethlisberger, his future, his impact on the offense, his impact on the cap, and of course, potential replacement quarterbacks. There's even people bringing up Deshaun Watson, which is so insane I can't even wrap my head around anybody taking such a thing seriously. Not going to happen. Not in any way, shape, or form. But, that doesn't mean that the Steelers couldn't and shouldn't consider an alternative reality heading into the 2021 season, and I mean a dramatically different outlook than what most people have. Here's mine, and it's really, really, really simple. You have one component to this football team that is special. I try not to overuse that term. You hear it way too much. So-and-so, special. This team is special. Has a special feel to it. A special talent. I've always defined special as being either a player or a team facet that an opponent, any opponent, has no answer for. When you go back through the Steelers' 11-0 stretch, do you remember how easy it was to forecast outcomes of games? You would just look at the other team, how many sacks they'd taken, the state of their offensive line, and whether or not the sacks and or pressures eventually got to the quarterback and forced that quarterback to do bad things with the football. It really wasn't complicated. You knew that the Steelers could do something that the other team couldn't stop, couldn't prevent, really couldn't even minimize. I'm talking, of course, about T.J. Watt and Bud Dupree and everything else, out of respect, that goes into the Steelers' pass rush. I'm talking about the Steelers being able to do something that the other team could not stop. Everyone knows the Steelers have led the NFL in sacks, not just this past year, but over the past 4 years, if you do a cumulative count. The Steelers have led the NFL in defensive takeaways over the past 3 years and again this year. That is a heck of a thing. That is something that no one should be comfortable saying, well, let's just let that fall apart. Let's let that fall apart so that we can maybe nickel and dime a solution for the offense that might or might not work. If I'm Kevin Colbert and Mike Tomlin, and really Art Rooney, because he's involved in decisions of this scope, I'm taking a little bit of a breather from that hard loss, and then I'm reconvening, and I'm asking this hard question. What do we have to do to prioritize keeping this defense together? How realistic is it? How feasible is it? And how badly would we hurt the offense if we did that? That's it. I'm starting from that principle. I'm not taking it any further. Until that part of the discussion or debate is resolved, we're not proceeding to the second item. I want to see this defense remain intact. And when I say that, I'm not being completely impractical here. At least I don't think I am. You can't keep both Mike Hilton and Cam Sutton. But you can keep Hilton. You can't keep Bud Dupree and all of the guys you'd like to keep on offense. But you can keep Bud. Look at this group and what they were able to do. I can talk about Bud Dupree and have violins playing in the background and everything else. It's not going to add anything to what you saw with your own eyes and appreciated yourself. Bud is different. Bud's a beast. Bud is able to overwhelm anything that you put in front of him, anyone that you put in front of him, and blow up the other team's offense, combined with the very best defensive player in football at the other bookend. And presuming that anyone tries to find some kind of gimmicky thing for those guys, you've got Stephon Tuitt with 11 sacks in the middle, Cam Hayward, when he's fresh and healthy, which he wasn't able to be because of this offense this year, dragging him out there for 70-plus snaps a game. You've got Hilton, if you keep him, as a great wild card, getting to the backfield the way he did, especially early in the season before that started really coming out of his game for reasons I'm sure only Keith Butler and Mike Tomlin could explain. You've got a pretty good secondary. Joe Hayden's getting up there. Steven Nelson didn't have his best season, but Minkah Fitzpatrick and Terrell Edmonds, that's pretty solid in the middle. The linebackers with a healthy Devin Bush, meaning the inside linebackers. Vince Williams, Robert Spillane, however the other linebacker slot plays out. It's really, really good. And I'm really, really uncomfortable just saying, oh, well. Because we got to pay Ben $41 million, $41.25 million, and it's actually a cap hit. It's not cash. But cap hit is what counts. That's what dictates your payroll and your remainder on the payroll. For anyone who doesn't know, Ben is $41.25 million on the cap hit if he stays. If he were to be released, and I'm going to repeat from the very beginning of this program, none of this is going to happen, but I want it on the record anyway. If he were to be released, that cap hit is cut in half. It's at 21. $21 million. You free up $20 million bucks right there. You let Juju walk. without Juju Smith-Schuster, the Steelers still have Deontay Johnson, James Washington, and Chase Claypool as your three wide receivers. That's pretty good. That's a pretty good trio of wide receivers. And it also solves the issue of getting Washington onto the field more often, which he absolutely should be. What am I missing? What am I missing? James Conner, you're not re-signing him. You get yourself a running back out of the draft. If it's a second rounder, third rounder, whatever it is, you get yourself a running back out of the draft. That won't cost you anything. That's a rookie wage. Yeah, it just comes down to the quarterback. It just does. And you ask yourself now, are you going to break up this special defense in order to bring back Ben at 39 years old when he was either unable or unwilling to throw the football downfield on any consistent basis, when he was either unable or unwilling to continue proceeding with a running game that actually kind of looked okay through the first 3 or 4 weeks, and then the Steelers just got away from it. Why? It's always the quarterback. Are you going to throw that away so that you can have a quarterback who, honestly and with all due respect, is unable or unwilling to get out of the pocket or run a sneak or all these other things that we're seeing around football, including through these playoffs, from other teams' quarterbacks? Things that Ben used to be able to do and used to be able to do better than most of these guys. Father Time's undefeated. Whatever good things we saw from Ben in the first half of this past season, to my mind, were undone by that 4 or 5 game stretch in which he looked like the worst quarterback you've ever seen. Cincinnati in particular jumps out. I mean, it has to. But it wasn't isolated. Over that 4 or 5 game stretch, other than one half of football against the Indianapolis Colts, that looked like a quarterback hitting a wall. Hitting the wall. Why? Why would you do that? To what end are you saying to Bud, go, just get lost? That's all right. We've got Alex Highsmith. Look, I liked a lot of what I saw from Highsmith. But I'd like it even more if Highsmith were in a position where he could spell both Bud and TJ at this stage of his career. Remember how long it took Bud to become Bud. This wasn't automatic. Bud was over-pursuing the quarterback for the first 3 years of his NFL career. Bud was halfway down the field. Bud eventually figured it out. When he did, it was worth it. TJ and Bud both, when they're healthy, especially TJ, tap out quite a bit. That's what happens when you're playing max energy positions like that. I don't know if people realize that. I don't know if it's something that's evident on television. TJ makes it over to the sideline quite a bit, even on the middle of a drive. You need that third guy. Who's your third guy if it isn't Highsmith? If you're moving Highsmith up, is it Ola Denny? Jaron Elliott? What are you doing? What are you doing? Keep these guys together. I know that the hidden subtext through everything that I've said so far has been Mason Rudolph, and I get that. Or, you know, another quarterback. But that day does come. And maybe it already has. But don't make two mistakes in making one. That's all I'm saying. When we come back, just one question.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the 7-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Welcome back. It's time for Just One Question. If you'd like to get a question asked on this program, you can achieve this noble goal by heading over to DK Pittsburgh Sports, finding the article that accompanies this podcast, and just placing it in comments right underneath that. This segment of Daily Shot is brought to you by the personal injury law firm of Luxembourg, Garbett, Kelly & George, LGKG. They represent people who are hurt in car accidents, who need help with workers' comp, who filed medical malpractice claims. The attorneys at LGKG pride themselves in doing what they say they're going to do. It's important to them that when they make you a promise, they keep that promise. LGKG has been keeping promises in our region for over 80 years. LGKG has offices in Cranberry, Newcastle, Beaver Falls, Butler, and Elwood City. You can learn more about them online at lgkg.com or by calling 888-842-5454. Today's question comes from Randy, who asks, after listening to your Daily Shot, I 100% agree that the Steelers should have interviewed other candidates for the OC job. But how good of a job has it seen to be? There are pieces in place with the wide receivers, but knowing Ben's age, ability, and potential attitude toward a new system, is this a job that some young analytical-minded candidate would even want? Easy answer to that one, Randy. There's 32 of these jobs on the planet. There's only one of them in Pittsburgh, an iconic franchise. And I'm not so sure that regardless of how things play out at quarterback for the Steelers, that you would see somebody being hired or wanting to take or not take a job based on who's going to be the 39-year-old quarterback that fall. Do you know what I'm saying? You would want and hope for both parties, meaning the team and the applicant for the job, to want to see this as being a longer opportunity than a year or two. That's my easy answer. The more layered answer is that I don't think you're going to see anybody come in from the outside. I understand what the Steelers are doing now in essentially, at least if everybody's to be believed from the inside, having offered the job or given the job to Matt Canada, now wanting to look like they're at least going through the motions to the outside. That's a hard read. And there's a conspiratorial part of me that wants to jump in and say, hey, the last time we saw this kind of uncertainty at offensive coordinator, it was Art Rooney who jumped in and shoved Bruce Arians out the door and brought in Todd Haley. So we'll see how this plays out. But for right now, my sense, Randy, is that Matt Canada is going to get the job regardless. Canada will be able to check off all the boxes that you mentioned, meaning he'll know these guys, he'll know the system, he'll know the playbook, and he'll still be able to theoretically bring in his own wrinkles and look beyond Ben, because Matt Canada has also spent, and this is kind of important, a full year of teaching Mason Rudolph. That's a really, really big deal to the Steelers themselves. Trust me on that. They feel that Matt Canada has done a very, very good job in advancing Mason Rudolph, and that some of what we saw in Cleveland in that regular season finale was the result of Rudolph's work with Canada. So I have a feeling this is going to end up being non-dramatic, but after the Arians precedent, I wouldn't rule anything out. Good question, Randy. Thank you for that. Thanks to everybody for listening.
At Point Park University, in the heart of downtown Pittsburgh, they understand there's no substitute for real-world experience and career-building connections. Their innovative curriculum engages students with distinctive experiential learning opportunities. Point Park's pioneering co-op program empowers qualified students to work in full-time, paid positions with their corporate partners while earning college credits. Visit pointpark.edu/works to learn more. Career ready. That's the point. Point Park University.
Your front door, your car, your gym locker, your gun. Safety is a habit. Learn more about how to keep guns safe and secure. Visit projectchildsafe.org.